At the end of the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that he has other sheep that are not of this fold, and those also he must bring, and he says that they may hear my voice, that there will be one fold and one shepherd. It is those who recognize the voice of the Lord that are going to be part of his flock. And so it becomes critical then for each one of us to ask the question, do I recognize his voice? Do I listen for his voice? Would I even know what to listen for if I'm trying to hear his voice? Because he speaks in silence. He speaks in the depths of our heart. And if we're not there, we're not going to hear him. Obviously, he can speak in extraordinary ways, and many of us here have probably experienced that. Maybe you've had a conversion experience of some sort where God did something to enlighten your mind or your heart or both, and you got everything turned around. Praise God for that. But that's the extraordinary. Under ordinary circumstances, God doesn't work in those ways. So he gets you turned around through an extraordinary event of some sort, or he may bring you deeper into your heart through an extraordinary event. But ordinarily, he's going to speak in the silence, in the quiet of your heart. So, yes, every once in a while, he might do something to get your attention. As St. Augustine put it years ago, you flashed and you screamed and so on, but he talks about how he was on the outside and the Lord was on the inside and the Lord was trying to get his attention. But he was caught up in the beautiful things that God made rather than the beautiful one who made all of those things. And so we see the artisan, but we see the art, but do we recognize the artisan? It's an amazing thing if you talk to somebody who knows art. All they have to do is look at a painting and they can tell you if it's real or not. Oh, it's got the wrong kind of brush strokes. No, this artist wouldn't use that kind of paint. That they wouldn't use this kind of color. They wouldn't do that kind of shadowing, whatever. They recognize all of the signs of the artist. Do we? The beauty that God has created is infinitely beyond what any artist can do. And how often people don't even recognize that the Lord is there, that he made all of these things. The most beautiful of all of his creation is the human person. Do we even recognize that? We live in a society that has completely denigrated the human person. And so we have reduced human persons to objects, to things that are gross. We want to kill babies. We want to violate children. We want to say boys can be girls and girls can be boys. We want to say two men or two women or whatever other combination of things can all be the same. No, it's total, complete violation of your dignity as a human person. But therefore, it's a total violation of God, who made you in the first place in his image and likeness. And so if we can't even recognize the exterior indications of God's presence, how are we going to recognize the interior indications of his presence? He's right there 24 hours a day in your heart, in the very depths of your soul if you're in the state of grace. It's there that he's calling to each one of us. Again, we need to be careful that, like St. Augustine, we don't get caught up in the external things, the beautiful things that God has made. At least Augustine was able to recognize that they were beautiful and that God made them. But even there, he didn't find God, because you're not going to find God in the things of God. You're only going to find God in himself. Just like those people that are into the arts, they can tell you if this is the true artist or not. They don't know the artist. Obviously, most of the cases, they've been dead for years and years and years. So they don't know the artist at all. They know the signs of the artist. They know the indicators that this is the right one. They don't know the artist. So we can do the same thing with God, tragically. So first we have to get beyond the externals. First we have to start with that, I guess. We have to see what God has made and who made it. Then we need to be able to say, well, if God made this, then there's a reality of God. And he made me in his image and likeness, and if I'm in the state of grace, he's there. So now do I recognize the signs of his presence? Whether that be in the Blessed Sacrament or whether that be in my heart. Do I hear him calling me to union with himself in the depths of my heart? That's what he desires more than anything, is that we would be one with him. That we would all be of one fold. But he makes it clear that those who are of the fold are the ones who hear his voice. So yes, we can hear his voice in sacred scripture. But his voice is crying out in the darkness, in the silence, in the desert that we call our heart. And it's there that each one of us needs to go to find him. It's a whole lot easier just to stay on the surface. It's a lot more fun just to stay on the surface. But you're not going to find God on the surface. You're only going to find him at the very depth of your being. And St. Teresa and St. John of the Cross make absolutely clear he is at the deepest part of your soul. So it's not just a matter of getting inside and, you know, as long as I'm there, I'm going to find God. No, it's a matter of working your way through all these different layers of all this stuff. Get it all out of the way so that I can find the Lord. Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to put in the work? Are we willing to make the effort to try to find union with the Lord? But that implies that first we have to recognize that he's there. We have to hear his voice. We have to follow him. Follow him to the depths of our own being and there be united with him. So he's calling everyone, which is why he can say that there are sheep that are not of this fold, because he's calling. He wants every person on the face of the earth to be saved. He wants every person on the face of the earth to be united with him. We have such a privilege to be worlds ahead of where a lot of people should be or are. Should say we should be worlds ahead of where most people are. Because we've been given the fullness of truth, we've been given the sacraments, we've been given the spiritual life, we've been given 2,000 years of saints who have walked the road and taught us. And yet, look around and ask yourself, how many people do you know that are really deep in the spiritual life? Not very many. St. Teresa even makes the point. Remember, she has 7 different levels, so she says there are many people who will make it to the 3rd level and very few who will make it to the 4th because they're not willing to deal with the sufferings that are required. So there are very, 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 very few people whoever make it to those depths, because they aren't willing, because they don't really want it. And yet it's amazing that there are people in other places who hear the voice of God and they follow him. And they find the Lord in the depths of their heart, where we have everything handed to us on a silver platter. And we're more interested in the blasted silver platter than what's being handed to us. Get the focus off the externals and put it on the internals. Get it off of the beautiful things that God has made and put the focus on the beautiful one who made all of those things. Turn off the noise so that you can hear the one who speaks in silence. You will recognize his voice only when you know whose voice it is, only when you're accustomed to being with him. That's what all of us are being called to. That's the invitation he's giving to every single one of us. So that's what all of us have to ask ourselves. Do I want this? It's one thing to say, yeah, I'll be a sheep in his flock. I'll follow him from a distance. That's nice. He wants us to be united with him, not following at a distance, to be one, to be with him. That's what he desires. Now we have to ask the simple question, what do I desire? Do I desire what he desires? Or is my will different than his? That's what it all comes down to. That's why when St. Thomas Aquinas' sister asked him, what's the easiest way to become a saint? He said, will it. Period. Will it. Choose it. Will it. God is right there calling you. There's only one way to get there. Will it. That's what all of us have to look at. That is his will. Is it ours?